16-year-old Olya Belobrova of Turkmenistan had been groomed all her life to emigrate to the U.S., learning near-perfect English from her mother, a high school English teacher. So when Olya became an exchange student bound for the U.S. last year, her mother's directive was clear.
She said, if you go there, you have to stay here to find the chances to stay here, like any chance.
Arriving in Kenosha last summer, the bright and personable girl quickly fit in. Her host family, physician Jim Tomic and his wife Kim, soon started trying to figure out a way to extend Olya's visa so she could go to college here. Problems began when Olya's story was profiled on a Milwaukee television newscast, and the story was broadcast internationally. The good news story here was apparently perceived as mostly bad news back in Turkmenistan, where Americans' good intentions aren't always viewed in the best light. The next thing that happened was a chilling phone call from Olya's mother. Kim Tomic took that call.
She requested that we send Olya back, that the laws have changed, and she was just frantic on the phone. She said, the laws have changed, the laws have changed, she has to come back, they're making trouble for me, they're making trouble for me. And then she would put her hand over the phone, and then somebody was obviously standing there telling her what to say.
Olya, a Russian in a mostly Muslim country, fears if she goes back home now, she might not ever be allowed to return to the U.S.
I'm just afraid to go back to Turkmenistan and never come back here. I'm just afraid that they won't let me out of there because of what happened.
Unless a waiver is granted, Olya will have to return home June 15th. And in order to apply for another U.S. visa, she'd have to wait 2 years. Joanne Anton in Senator Herm Kohl's office sympathizes up to a point. She says the residency requirement preserves the exchange program.
It is to encourage and therefore require people who come for such exchange and the knowledge, therefore, that they receive, that they bring it home. If they didn't have this 2-year requirement, I think we'd see a huge increase in students coming and trying to stay.
Meanwhile, Olya will continue to blend in with the senior class at a Kenosha high school as it counts the days to graduation. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.